Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their past, their elders past and present. Please serve the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the March General Council meeting. Present we have Councillor Milne, Councillor Poole, Councillor Cirillo, Councillor Brown, Councillor Keeley, Councillor Monica, Councillor Eckel, Councillor Sedgman and myself, Councillor Flint. The interim CEO is an apology for this meeting and he's currently being replaced by the acting CEO, Mr. Farmer. We'll start with confirmation of minutes. We have four confirmations of minutes. Special council meeting held on the 13th of February 2019. Confidential special council meeting held on the 13th of February 2019. Ordinary council meeting held on the 22nd of February 2019. And confidential council meeting held on the 22nd of February 2019. Do I move it for that? Councillor Eckel. Seconded. Councillor Milne. Anyone wish to speak against that? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion to carry. Confirmation of assembly of councillors with a recommendation. The council notes the assembly of councillors record for the following meetings: the Rate Strategy Workshop on the 8th of February 2019, Council Forum on the 13th of February 2019, and Mildura Planning Scheme Review of 2018-19. In February 2019 and planning forum on the 25th of February 2019. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Sedgman. And a seconder? Councillor Moser. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. Are those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 7, notification of absence. As I said, the interim CEO, Mr. Baldwin, is currently on leave. And acting CEO, Mr. Cram, is taking his place. There are no other notices of absence. We'll move to item 8, Mayoral Report for February 2019, with a recommendation that Council note the contents of this report. I'll move it for that. Councillor Cirillo. Seconder. Councillor Eckel. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Council reports. With a recommendation to the Council note the contents of this Council's report for the month of February 2019. Do I have a mover? Councillor Milne.
Move that with a further report. That's the new place.
Absolutely. Do I have a second?
And second with a further report. Thank you.
Councillor Milne.
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to note the expansion of Coolong. There's an article in the Sun Ranger Daily recently about housing development plan for Coolong. And that's something the previous council moved and has seen great development out there, and there's now more housing planned for Coolong, and in fact because of that I believe the school was saved out there, because now you've got probably the newest suburb of Mildura out of, you know, all the small towns around. So I think it's just great to see a small part of our community developing like Coolong is. And secondly, I'd also like to make a statement of personal explanation, which is my right under item 45 of our local law. Mr. Mayor, I refer to an item in the Mildura Weekly on Friday, March 15th, 2019, where the independent candidate for the seat of Manly, Councillor Jake Modica, in relation to a motion to endorse a letter from the Australian Institute put forward by Councillor Modica at the February Council, made the following statements. I don't know why he, Councillor Milne, chose to act not to act on his democratic duty regarding the motion put forward at the last meeting. While I was Councillor Milne's deputy, he told me that you had to respect the vote of council, so I don't understand why Councillor Milne would go into bat for an empty river and fish kills. I think his stance is political, and I wonder who he represents sometimes when he sits in council. This statement's quite clearly an attack on my character and factually incorrect. Council operates under the Mildura Rural City Council Local Law Number 1, and that is indeed the law that councillors are expected to abide by. Under item 29, being formal motions, rescissions, it is in fact my democratic right to move a motion to rescind a motion of council if that motion has not been enacted. This is indeed the process I followed with Councillor Brown as seconder. Nowhere in any of my emails or public statements have I said that I'm going into bat for an empty river and fish kills. I've used my democratic right to try and convince my fellow councillors that if they take a little more time, they can actually present a letter that I believe is worthy of this council and this community, and is backed by a brief of relevant information supporting the stance of council, which is required under the Local Government Act 1989 at item 91.4, that states that resolutions must clearly state the intention and effect of the resolution. This leads me to the point of politics and who I represent. Municipal councils are the third tier of government. They are political. But in this instance, Councillor Modica, independent candidate for the seat of Mallee, was trying to imply that I represent a political party, which again is incorrect. The beauty of local government is that we do not have to think alike, we do not have to vote alike, we do not have to take a party line until the final decision is made. We all have a right to make up our own minds within the confines of the Local Government Act, and indeed our local law, number one. I would also like to point out that I do not believe the deputy mayor is the mayor's deputy, but rather appointed by the council and is the council's deputy mayor. The person who steps in to represent the council, not the mayor, if the mayor is unable to be present. A further article in Sunraysia Daily, Tuesday 19th of March, had Councillor Modica claiming the rescission motion was quite possibly influenced by party politics. And the reporter who contacted me regarding this matter said she'd been told I had rejoined the National Party, and there were more statements in the article alluding to party politics. Mr Mayor, I followed council process, I've carried out my democratic duty, I've been very clear in my debating, and I followed the correct council process. There is now further debate to be had on this matter, and the outcome will be followed. I trust that I don't have to make another statement next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mel. Councillor Eccles.
Yes, thank you, Mr Mayor. Mr Mayor, I think it's appropriate that we recognise the passing of Dudley Marrows, being a World War II pilot and a war hero, and not only that, what he has done in the horticultural industry here too. So, and the same week, Ray Weir passed away too, who's from a prominent business family too. I just thought that I'd recognise, and I'm sure council has would recognise that. Also, the departure of Daryl Buckingham, our CEO of the Mildura Regional Development Corporation, and we wish Daryl all the best. I was out at the Mildura Airport the other day under my economic development portfolio, and the first 30 pilots from several leading Chinese airlines will arrive at the Academy this week, and that's the International Pilot Academy, launched out there. And there will be 120 enrolments expected by the end of the year, and the Academy will inject about $8 million into the local economy each year per 100 students. So that's a great achievement by our airport. And I think that we're all very excited about the future that's in store and the economic value that that will bring to the area. The other night too, I attended an event, and I'm happy to say it was well attended by other councillors, by yourself, Mr Mayor, and Deputy Mayor, and also Councillor Milne and Councillor Healy, and I'm talking about the Mildura Fringe World Music Festival event at the Divine Shed. It was really an extraordinary event, and it really opens one's eyes to the fabulous diversity of this community. And we are blessed with a multicultural community, and I've got a question that I'll ask later on, Mr. Mayor, in question time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other reports? Yes, Councillor Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to make a comment. A lot of us attended the Northern Mallee Leaders Program launch for 2019, which has achieved fantastic success for our whole community over about 10 music programs now. This year they actually had to decline a few of the applicants, but I think I'm taking that as a positive that there were so many applicants for this program, so it's great. Well done to all.
Thank you. Councillor Milne, your microphone is still on. Councillor Brannan. Councillor Healy.
I'd like to draw attention and congratulate the Murrawool P12 school who achieved in the inaugural Age newspaper Schools That Excel. So, that's a great outcome.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. Any other Councillor reports? Okay. Councillor reports were moved by Councillor Milne, seconded by Councillor Eckel. Is there anyone wish to speak against those reports? No? We move to the vote. So all those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 10 is a response to councillors' questions. Councillor Milne had a question in relation to the waste levy that was replied to by Mr. Cram, General Manager of Corporate Services, in a memorandum on the 21st of March. Are you satisfied with that response, Councillor Milne?
I am happy with that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Milne asked a question in relation to who we voted for the chair of the MAV. That was responded to by Mr. Cram from Corporate Services in a memo dated the 21st of March. I'm quite happy to give you that information in private, though. Are you happy?
Yeah, happy with that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Item 10.3, question by Councillor Cirillo, designated migration scheme. Mr. Parham responded to that on the 21st of March in a memorandum. Are you satisfied with that, Councillor Cirillo?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And just for your information, Councillor Cirillo, that is still being investigated.
Excellent, thank you.
Okay, we now move to item 11, which is questions from councillors. Do we have any questions? We'll start with Councillor Eccles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have five questions, Mr. Mayor. The first one, just leading on from that multicultural event that happened the other night, I think that that really opens the door even more so, certainly opened my mind to how many diverse and how many very talented people that we have in the community. And I'd just like to ask the question that can we, when we're doing the events strategy, have within that the opportunity of going out to the community and calling for event opportunities among the ethnic communities.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson's response was...
Thank you. And just further on, I don't know, you probably have done this service, Mr. Mayor, but have we sent a letter of condolence to Dudley Murrow's family for his passing?
I know I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, at the last council forum, we discussed the issue relating to a report I requested about preparing an amendment in line with our current planning review, hopefully to provide appropriate designated zoning for caravans and RV parks. My question relates to that work, which is being prepared by the officers now, as we speak. Can I call for council to go through the necessary process of establishing Mildura as a RV-friendly town, and at the same time looking at our local laws so they are more compliant.
Ms. Willen?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We have actually just been working today on a brief to provide to Mildura Regional Development in terms of looking into not just Mildura but the broader municipality in what is the best approach to become RV friendly, what towns that should involve and how that would unfold and what responsibilities various parts of the community could take in that, including council. So that is underway. In terms of the local law, my understanding is that is not inhibiting that happening at this point, but we will look into that further as part of that.
And just a further question through you, Mr. Mayor, and that will come back to Council Forum with the response from Mildura Regional Development.
Yes, at some point that will come back to Forum.
Okay, thank you. Next question I have, Mr. Mayor. During the debate in Council for the Aldi site, there were concerns argued by councillors, and I was one of them, about the inappropriateness of the site due to traffic concerns. My concerns were shared, but not by Vic Rhodes, to the same level. Could I ask firstly, as these are Vic Rhodes authorities, I believe, has council alerted to any plan in the short term to place traffic counts following the opening, or any appraisal process or analysis of the traffic component on that corner? And if not, can council have the issue raised with Vic Rhodes and report back to council?
As we want.
Just to clarify, you're talking about traffic counts.
Yeah, I'm talking about the traffic movement at around that location.
We can take that up with Vic Rhodes.
Okay, thank you. The final question, Mr. Mayor. It's about street swags. With winter around the corner, the conversation about lack of housing has been a hot subject within the council ranks, and rightfully so. Possibly lost in the conversation, in the rhetoric, but I know it's not in the minds of councillors, are the several hundred who are sleeping on our streets, or at the very best, couch surfing particularly among the young people. I would like to see council initiate a GoFundMe or something of that nature, where local caring corporate citizens or even community members can contribute into a fund that council can manage to in turn buy street swags, which is a carrying bag by day and a basic bed and shelter at night. And these can be provided in the event of a dire need or an emergency. Now, Mr. Mayor, I have canvassed the idea and have received encouraging interest from the corporate sector, and I do have literature to hand on to council officers in regards to street swags.
Hand this over to Mr. Parham.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Certainly we can have a look at the information and look further into it. I'm not too sure if Mr. Hawson has any other additional information at this point in time in regards to that.
Not too much information. But through you, Mr. Mayor, traditionally we do have a lot of non-government organisations that are in the, this space in terms of homelessness, and they do have things in place. Certainly I think the best approach would be to work with those groups, namely Mallee Family Care, MASP and alike, to see what they have actually got in place and encourage them to take up those suggestions that Councillor Eckel has put forward, and then if we can assist in something along those lines, then certainly we can have a look at it. Either way, we can come back to Council with what happens through those discussions.
Mr. Mayor, through that answer, I was hoping that you were alerting to the situation that council would initiate that process of talking to these other bodies.
We can certainly contact them with the information that you've provided and make sure they know that this suggestion has been raised here with council.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering if we could have an update or a report given to council as soon as possible on the little issue of the between the Oriental Knights soccer club and the Croatian community regarding the use of the club facilities down there in Oriental. It's just the only reason why I ask for a bit of urgency is because the season's not too far away from starting. I don't expect that to be readily available answer now, but in due course.
Mr. Watson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and we can probably come back to a forum will be the best avenue to report on what's happening with that space. There is some changes with regard to the soccer club using the building. It is very much a leasing situation, so there's obviously some sensitivities around the negotiations, but probably best if we come back to council with that update.
Thank you. Just one more. Just go. From a clarification point of view for myself, ahead of some debates tonight potentially, I just wanted to clarify, is group accommodation a prohibited use under the MOIA document?
As well.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it would depend on the circumstances of where it's located, what it's associated with, etc. It's hard to give a blanket answer to
So to clarify, that's not a blanket like housing and on smaller than 10 hectare lots kind of prohibition on them.
Through Mr. Mayor, no. Once again, it depends on the circumstances.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In August last year, I asked if we could review Local Law 1, and I'm wondering when that will happen, as there are a number of situations that aren't covered in the document.
Excellent.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Milne, and I do recall that request, and we did make a start. I think things were somewhat delayed by way of the departure of the last CEO, but we will be cranking that up with some urgency given now that timeline.
Thank you very much. May 2018, I asked if Council were given the opportunity to develop an informed water policy. We still don't have one, and water's a major issue, always is. Can we get that or some discussion happening, either around a policy or a statement?
Councillor Horson. Oh, sorry, Mr. Horson. Just a question. Yes, the question's about water policy. I guess we need to look at that from what council's role is in water, and it's probably worth a debate with council about what role we want to play. Certainly we are developing policy around our use of our water and how we're allocating it and how we're utilising it through the district. The water policy debate has very much been an advocacy role that we have played in terms of policy. So I think there needs to be some clarification around the scope of what role council needs to play before we can actually undertake the necessary policy work, which would obviously require some allocation of resources.
Hence, my emphasis was on the discussion. Thank you for that. And on that, again, can we have the concept of reattaching water licences to land brought to the forum for discussion? Because if you talk to the farmers, that's one of the big points. If water was reattached, it would get speculators out of the market. So if we could have that as part of the discussion.
Yes, Mr. Horst.
I would say that would form part of the discussion at forum when we do the scope of the policy discussion.
Thank you. Next one's a brief one. Can we invite the cross-border commissioner to a forum, please? On a number of occasions between April and August last year, I raised the State Council infrastructure shortfall, or councils, a shortfall of $225 million, and we got the support of the MAV and, in fact, councils right across the state. Can we again ask the MAV what they've done towards requesting those funds from the state, because I think it's important for all of us to make sure that we keep them working on that point.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, had a recent workshop with the MAV in regards to their strategic plan over the coming year. That exact issue was raised by a number of councils and is on their items under that strategic plan to address, particularly in consideration of the changes of ministers and various government changes. So that matter certainly hasn't dropped off that list or has been pushed to the side by any circumstance.
That's very good news, thank you. Final one, as again I've raised the issue of a council gambling policy. And I noticed Geelong Football Club have recently banned gambling advertising on their grounds. Many clubs are disposing of their poker machine licences, and we know that gambling's cost our community tens of millions of dollars in losses each year. Again, when will this matter be brought to forum for some serious discussion?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That certainly is an item which can be added to a forum agenda, again, for consideration. Off the top of my head, I know there has been, some change in various positions since Council did last discuss that at a state level and various support from the MAV, etc. in that space, but we can certainly revisit where that is, the current situation.
Thank you.
Do we have any other Council questions? Council assessment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My question is regards to HBOC and the long and short term future of that, and the evidence that's happening out there at the moment of the indiscriminate riding through the scrub out there, and I was just wondering what is our short term future with our appetite lost a little bit for the motorsports precinct, and what we are going to be doing to secure that site so that it is basically kept safe, and is there any opportunities in the future for organisations to approach council and perhaps run events at that site?
Yes, thank you, Councillor Sedgman. I'd have to dispute your description of the appetite of the council for the motorsports project, but I'll now hand over to Mr. Wilson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I guess because that's public, it's Crown land that Council manages, and then we've got some dibs on certain aspects of it. The actual policing of indiscriminate use of motorbikes really should be a compliance and enforcement matter. So if that is happening, if that's reported, then obviously we can respond to that and address that issue. With regard to securing the land, it is quite an expansive area that is basically scrub, and with some residents accessing that land as well. So we'd have to look closely around what you specifically would want to see happen there. And the third part of your question was what groups could look at running events and so forth. We would be open to enter into any discussions if groups wanted to move out there. However, the access to services and infrastructure is the problem with regard to what you can do out there. So depending on what that was, we can do what we can to allow access, but what's possible is another, you know, you're limited to somewhat.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, it wasn't the council's attitude or appetite, it's actually more the wider community in the investors.
Thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Chairman? Right. Do we have any other council questions? No? Okay, we'll move on to item 12, notice of motion. We have a notice of motion to rescind the decision on the Murray-Darling Basin open ladder. The motion is, Councillor Glenn Milne, give notice of motion to rescind adopted resolution 2019-0037 in relation to the letter to Honourable Niall Blair, passed in urgent business at the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 27th of February 2019, on the grounds that the item was not urgent and that the motion was unclear. The motion that was passed on that date was that Council support the letter that has been circulated by the Australian Institute and to sign a letter supporting its contents. There's a recommendation at one that Council rescind the resolution 2019-0037 as adopted at the ordinary Council meeting held on the 27th of February 2019. The motion has been moved by Councillor Milne, has been seconded by Councillor Brown. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? Councillor Modica? Well, obviously move to debate, so Councillor Milne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My reasons for doing this was this information was placed in front of us and with very, very short notice. And I believe that it's unclear. I have a number of questions that haven't been answered. One is, I'd really like to know who wrote the letter, because there's no signature on it. Is the letter factual? And who or what was the Australian Institute? And I've had a look on the internet. I can find that there's a number of people, but...
Councillor Milne, I'll have to put you up on a point of order. Your motion is that the business that was moved was not urgent. There's been a decision made by management that that matter had already been dealt with and it had been allowed into urgent business. So that now becomes a moot point. The only remaining part of your motion is that the motion is unclear. So can you restrict your debate to the motion itself, please?
Yeah, well I can, because the wording that was put forward was very much unclear. I've had to listen to the tape recording and it wasn't a clear motion at all. And I don't think, because the motion itself and the letter itself isn't clear,
point of order.
Then we as a council...
Point of order. Yes, Councillor Monica.
It was clear and it was accepted on all levels, and that's why it's accepted in the business.
I don't believe that's a point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, that's actually part of the debate.
Sorry.
Appreciate your enthusiasm, Councillor Monica. Please continue, Councillor. No.
And again, the thing that is really unclear is that I haven't got a report that lists, as in the Local Government Act, that says a report must tell us, and I can read it out. I actually read it out before. 2 seconds. Resolutions made at a meeting of council or special committee must clearly state the intention and effect of the resolution. I don't think we've got the intent or the effect of the information in this letter, and that's what's really unclear. And I believe a decent report presented to council would actually help.
Point of order again. You can only speak to your motion.
I believe that's relevant to
your motion. Your motion is that the motion by Councillor Modica, seconded by Councillor Sesman, was unclear. That's the only aspect of this that you can debate. That is your motion. You wrote it. That's what you have to debate.
Well, the motion that ended up in the minutes wasn't the motion that was read out, because it was ummed and ahed and it wasn't moved that I moved the following motion.
Point of order? So. Point of order?
Yes, Councillor Monica.
The umming and ahhing was because I was being point of ordered by Mr. Mellon.
That's not a point of order either.
I don't think that's a point of order either, Councillor Modica.
Mr. Mayor, point of order.
Councillor.
I believe that it was clear and concise.
Mr. Mayor, that's debate. That's not a point of order.
That is debate too, Councillor. Just restrict your argument to the actual motion, which is that the motion that was passed is coming clear for us, Mr. Miller.
Well, I think I've made my point, Mr. Mayor. I think we can do a better job with a decent report behind it, and that will help us as a council look a lot better in the eyes of anybody that gets a copy of the letter. Thank you.
Thank you. Second, Councillor Brown.
I should read my notes to see what I've got to scrub. However, here goes. Councillor Milne's point is definitely to do with the unclear letter, and that's really what I'm speaking on. I'm actually happy to second Councillor's motion as he feels it's a matter
Councillor
of
Brown,
procedure.
Councillor Brown, point of order there, it's not that the letter was unclear. The motion was that the motion that was moved was unclear.
No, I referred to Councillor Milne's motion.
Councillor Milne's motion was that the motion that was passed was unclear.
That's exactly what
the motion, not the letter.
Okay, I'll show you the words from the letter of the motion. Thank you. Well, you like me to pull up a few bits. Anyhow, it's not unusual to have a precision motion. The motion in question is very poorly written and makes statements, and innuendos not supported. I'm not happy with criticisms of federal and state water agencies.
Councillor Brown.
Okay, I knew this. Don't miss the letter, though.
You can't debate the letter. You can only debate the motion, the wording of the motion. That's what that's what Councillor Milne's motion was about.
Can I ask a question? If the motion was unclear, I can't say you continue that way.
You can argue as to whether the motion itself was unclear. The motion reads that Council support the letter that has been circulated by the Australian Institute and sign the letter supporting its contents. That's the motion. You can only debate whether that statement is clear or otherwise.
Right. Okay. Well, items are factored in the letter. Is that a part of the motion or not?
No, it's not part of the motion.
All right. Well, on that, Neil Beagle is no longer the New South Wales Water Minister.
Mr. Brown.
Okay. Well, I'll fix it, Mr. Mayor. I think we all know what it's all about. It's been good fun. I strongly urge we accept the rescission motion to allow a more considered response to ours and the community views. And I also suggest that in future forum, the Murray Basin Development Authority address us in the forum and be very correct procedure prior to any letter from us.
Councillor Brown, I gave you a little bit of latitude.
I know you did. Right? Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Welcome. Councillor Monica.
Thank you, Mayor Clements. Now, you're going to be as hard on me as those two gentlemen too, aren't you?
Absolutely.
The motion I posed at the last council meeting was to sign and support the contents of the letter from the Australia Institute. I don't think it could be much clearer than that. That's what was brought here. And if you give me a little bit of latitude, please, Mayor Mill, I can go through the...
Point of order.
I think we call that deja vu.
We'll shuffle the cards.
I'll continue until told otherwise. The first time this came about was on the 27th of July of 2017, when the mayor at the time, Mayor Milne, then and I drove to Broken Hill.
Mr. Mayor, that I think is too much latitude and.
But I do accept what you say. Councillor Modica, you are debating that the words as follows, that Council support the letter that has been circulated by the Australian Institute and to sign the letter supporting its contents is or is not clear. That is the only thing you're allowed to debate.
The clarity of the motion put forth at the last meeting stands for itself. It is self-evident that we all understood it, we all debated it, we voted on it, and clearly a couple of people in the room weren't happy with the procedures that take place in this chamber. That's all I've got to say.
He's not too happy about the last bit of your statement. It's not a good...
Retract that statement.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? Councillor Sedgman.
Not against it, Mr. Mayor.
Well, are you speaking against the motion or for the motion?
Against the motion. The motion, as written here, that we've discussed,
is exactly what I seconded at our council meeting. The content of the letter is still up for debate, but that is actually the motion that I seconded at our last meeting.
Thank you. Is that all? Does anyone else wish to speak against the motion? Councillor Eckel.
I reiterate what Councillor Sedgman said. The letter that was presented was read, I understood it, and in my mind, I voted for the action due to the clarity of that letter.
It's not the clarity of the letter that's indisputable, Councillor Eckel, but anyway, same moving on. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? Councillor Healy?
It was my first meeting and I understood the motion and was taking my role and responsibility as a councillor very seriously. I understood the motion, I had read the letter and understood what Councillor Monica was proposing for us. So yes, I think there was clarity around the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for the motion? Councillor Milton, close the debate, please.
I think I've said enough, Mr. Mayor. I'm only going to get told to stop from saying anything more, so I'll close the debate.
Thank you. Debate's now closed. We'll move to the vote. All those in favour, I'll just clarify exactly what you're voting on here. We're voting on the recommendation that Council rescind the resolution. So all those in favour of rescinding the resolution, all those against, the motion is defeated.
Mr. Mayor, can I have a count on that, thank you?
Certainly. All those, just to clarify again, the recommendation that Council rescind the resolution, all those against that motion?
Against.
We'll go four first. All right. All those for rescinding the motion? Three, four. And all those against? Five. The motion is defeated. Item 14, management reports, allocation of council portfolios, recommendation that to the council appoint the following councillors to the portfolios listed. There is an amendment to that which has been circulated. It relates to council resolved committees. There are two committees there where Councillor Monica was incorrectly put in instead of Councillor Sedgman. They are Mildura Recreation Reserve Reference Group and the Old Terragrown Sporting Complexes. Councillor Monica has been removed and replaced by Councillor Sedgman.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. Aren't we looking at two motions here? Allocation of Council's portfolios first and then Council representatives on boards and committees.
Yeah, right, sorry, I apologise. I thought it was all the one. Allocation of council portfolios, recommendation to the council appoint the following councillors to the portfolios as listed, and the list is up there on the board. Do we have a mover for that? Councillor Eckhart, Councillor Milne. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.2. Again. Recommendation that two, the council adopt the following appointments to boards and committees with the amendments as I have described.
Happy to move the amended
Councillor Miller. Motion. Seconder. Councillor Wicker. Wish to speak against that motion? Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion carried. 14.3, location of Murrayville Library, with a recommendation that two, the council approves Pioneer Park as the preferred site for the Murrayville Library. Does anyone like to move
yes.
that? Yes. Councillor Brown. Seconded by Councillor Sedgman. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? I believe Councillor Brown, you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think I'll have any points of order on this one. I support Pioneer Park at Murrayville. It's 3 years ago, the council resolved to discontinue the mobile library. It was suggested that email for books to be posted would be the alternative. This was unacceptable by me. Community consultations were held throughout the municipality, which I attended all. Marable were not happy at losing their mobile library. Pop-ups did not appeal. A permanent library was sought, and a new building was the answer. After street consultation was held, which I also attended, council set on a Pioneer Park location, which passed some time back. However, some community felt the Smithville area was more suited. So another consultation occurred on Tuesday the 12th of March with a very, very good attendance. There was no doubt in my mind that the Pioneer Park is the most suitable location. It's got good access, ample parking for library users. It's an easy location for the elderly. It's a central location for the shopping areas, and there's adjoining playground for children. I wholeheartedly support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against this motion? No. Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Point 14.4 is the closed circuit television policy, CP066. The recommendation number 2, that council adopt the closed circuit television policy CP066 as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Eckley. The seconder, Councillor Cirillo. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.5 is the native vegetation policy with a recommendation 2 that council adopt the native vegetation policy CP065 as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Cirillo. Seconder, Councillor Sedgman. Anyone wish to speak against that policy? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.6 is the Audit Committee meeting for number 4 for 2018-19, minutes summary on the 7th of February 2019 with a recommendation at 2 that Council note the confidential minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 7th of February. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Milne. Seconder, Councillor Modica. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.7, adoption of S6 instrument for delegation with a recommendation at 2 that Council revoke the S6 recommendation of delegation from Council staff authorised by a resolution of Council passed on the 24th of October that Council adopt the S6 instrument of delegation from Council staff as presented and authorise all powers to be delegated to members of the council staff holding, acting or performing duties of officers or positions referred to in the S6 instrument of delegation presented.
That
one's
move
on.
That.
Second. Mr. Brown. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.8, adoption of S11A instruments of appointment and authorisation with a recommendation to the council adopt S11A instrument of appointment and authorisation document as presented for Adrian Signs. A mover for that, please. Councillor Mill. Seconder, Councillor Eckel. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. 14.9, adoption of urban tree policy with a recommendation at 2 that Council adopt the updated urban tree policy CP027 as presented. So a mover, Councillor Cirillo. Seconder, Councillor Healy. Anyone wish to speak against it?
Yes, Mayor. Yes, I'd just like to speak to the motion just briefly.
You go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to thank our staff that have put so much work into this, and I think there has been a big push around a number of councillors over the years for more trees, better trees, and I think some of the trees we've seen in the past have annoyed some of us a little bit. I know Saltbush isn't in there, but I think, you know, the work that they do is done seriously, put a lot of work into to get trees that are, really adapt well to our climate and will make the town look better, and I'd just like to thank them for all that work that goes into it, because there is a lot of work that's behind a document like this, so thank you very much to the staff for the work they've done.
Yes, I second that. Well said, Councillor Mill. Does anyone wish to speak against the policy? No. Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 14.10, variation of the Mildura Marina Resort development, with a recommendation at 2 that council refuse the variation to the Mildura Marina Resort, and there are three reasons for that. Councillor Cirillo, I believe you have an alternative motion.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And that alternative motion be that council, subject to the following condition being met to the satisfaction of the responsible authority, consent to the requested variation to the Mildura Marina Resort Development Plan. One, and that condition be, one, amend plans designed in accordance with section 8.5, design elements of the Mildura Marina Resort Development Urban Design Plan.
If you second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mill. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to vote, all those in favour. Motion is carried. Item 14.11, the development of a caravan park, with a recommendation at 2. It's up on the board to read. It's fairly lengthy, but basically the recommendation is that the council decides to refuse to grant a planning permit in respect of the land known as and described as Dow Avenue Cabarita, and the reasons are set out from 1 to 6 in that particular recommendation. Have a mover for that recommendation, Councillor Eckel. Seconder, Councillor Cirillo. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? No. Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. We now move to the supplementary agenda, late entry. 14.12. The Riverfront and CBD Busking Policy, CP033, the recommendation at 2. The Council adopt the Riverfront CBD Busking Policy, CP033, and it's presented. Got a mover for that, Councillor Mill. Seconded, Councillor Eckel. Does anyone wish to speak against that policy? No,
Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to make a comment if you wouldn't mind. I'd like to thank the management for the initiative of bringing this forward. It's long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Does anyone wish to speak against that policy? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. And then move to item 15 on the agenda, which is urgent business, the avenues of business.
Not aware of any.
Councillor? No urgent business? No one's going?
No.
Not sure whether it's urgent or not. Is it urgent?
You never
lie
until you try
that. We'll move to item 16, public questions. Do you have any public questions?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we have no public questions. We'll now be moving go into confidential business, a tender award provision for garden and waste processing contract. Do we have a mover to go to confidential? Councillor Brown. And a seconder? Councillor Cirillo. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now moving into confidential business, so I'll have to ask you to leave the chamber, and thank you for your attendance.